The opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to today's program of The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Yesterday, I wanted to correct something I had stated about... I was talking about Joey Behar having sex with ghosts. That is correct. And she was on The View. Whoopi Goldberg was covering for her once she made that comment, as quickly as possible. And I mentioned that Oprah Winfrey had been having sex with ghosts. So I didn't mean Oprah Winfrey, I meant Joey Behar, covered by the conversation was quickly, Whoopi Goldberg moved the conversation away from that topic. Now, you never know about Oprah. You just never know. I wonder how many other people are having sex with ghosts. Today, I want to talk about the... Vladimir Putin is trying to distance the Russian people from the craziness of the West and from the unfriendly nations and transnational corporations, non-governmental organizations, media outlets. And he's wise to do that because these are the lying media. All the corporations are being forced to, they are, America has forced these nations and these national, transnational corporations and NGOs to sanction Russia. And there's going to be the G20 summit here, I think it's next week. Yeah, in about 5 days, I think. And that summit, they're going to, the purpose of it is to continue to sanction Russia. And Prime Minister or Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, he's going to be attending in Vladimir Putin's place. I don't know. It's going to be in Bali, in Asia, and I just have to wonder if Putin, I think this is the second meeting of its type, I may be incorrect, in the last 10 days, I'm wondering if Putin, it's been, you know, news has been that he might be ill. He might, they don't know what is wrong with him, what his condition is, if he's got cancer. I know by looking at photos of him, I know his face is a little full, which is an indicator that he's on steroids to maybe combat some type of inflammation. That's my own just observation. So, but they're going to be the G20 summit, and continued sanctions on Russia is going to be the topic. Now, out of America, some of the American energy executives, for example, Secretary Jennifer Granholm was told that some of the crude oil refineries that have been shut down or they're kind of being mothballed are never going to restart. This is very, very disturbing news. Chevron CEO Mike Wirth, he warned that there's probably never going to be another gas refinery built in the United States of America. The last refineries that were built in this country were built in the 70s. And he stated that he doesn't, in his view, there's never going to be another refinery built in the country. And the reason is because it takes some billions of dollars, and it can take you 10 years to build a refinery. There's so much, it's so so much technology, so much piping. Just it's very, very complicated, very sophisticated, and he doesn't think there's going to be another refinery built in the country. Takes him a decade to build it, billions of dollars at today's prices. Then it takes another decade or two, at least a couple of decades out, before they can start making a profit. What are we seeing here? What are we seeing? Are we seeing the end to this country? I believe we are. Then in California, there was a massive fire at one of the refineries in El Segundo. And this refinery supplies 20% of all motor vehicle fuels and 40% of jet fuel, which is used in Southern California. So then we have on top of that, insult to injury, shortage of diesel fuel. One company said that they're going to request that you let them know 72 hours before you need a delivery. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing that you do. I said, oh,
Okay, to continue with one of the companies says that they're going to need 72-hour notice before they can make deliveries of fuel. Then Saudi Arabia has pushed to cut oil production twice as much as Vladimir Putin. So in other words, they're going to cut back on their oil production, meaning that Joe Biden has been desperate, I believe, to ask Saudi Arabia to up their oil production. We need more oil. We don't want to start the refineries. We don't want to start producing in the fields here in America. So Biden wants to Saudi Arabia to up their production. Saudi Arabia doesn't want petrodollars. Saudi Arabia is tired of petrodollars. They have nothing with the petrodollars. There's not really a whole lot they want to invest in here in the United States any longer. They don't want to buy our debt. And so this move surprised even Putin. Now, Saudi Arabia is continuing to sell its oil to China. Oh, they've really increased their production and sales of energy to China, but not the good old U.S. of A. Saudi Arabia is already moving away from the petrodollar. And the other nations of the world are also moving away from petrodollar as quickly as possible. Not because the dollar might not have value, but more so that they don't want America and the globalist West to further their objectives to bring in this new world order. The world is now, and the nations of the world, the leaders of the nations of the world, they have been fully aware of this global plan by the West to control everything. They're fully aware of Klaus Schwab and the objectives to rule currencies through digital blackmail. It's going to be a system that is coming to the West, but the whole world internationally, not all the nations are going to be part of this new digital system. This coming digital system is mainly going to be enforced in the West, and it is going to be the coming Antichrist digital money or digital control system. It's hard to even fathom that, but that's the truth. Since the 70s, 60s, there's been talk about the computers, the beast computer system that was in, I think, Brussels, Belgium, talking about going to what they used to call rainbow money, which we have gone to rainbow money. We've been using rainbow money for 3 decades, I think. The world has always used currency that had dye. But we finally started dyeing some of our $100 bills, 50, 20s, 10s. Not the ones so much. Too expensive. But this new system coming in is an Antichrist system. And the whole world is not going to be involved in that Antichrist system. There's going to be an alternative economy. There's going to be an alternative to the Antichrist digital system. And right now you have the BRICS, Brazil, India, China, Russia, South Africa, and you have other nations that are now beginning to become part. Venezuela wants to be part of the BRICS network. Other nations are moving away from the petrodollar, and there's a way now in which they can do that. These other nations are trading with their own currencies, especially the ruble. And Saudi Arabia is now using the ruble. This is a bad news for America, for empire. and the nations that are drifting away from the control of the American petrodollar system, they're the target of America's wrath. But this time, it's not going to be just Saddam Hussein moving away and then we invade, or Muammar Gaddafi moving away from a petrodollar and then we invade, and other nations in the past. Now you have a collective of nations that are moving away from this system, and they're able to do it because it's not just one person that's going to be the target. It will be, you can target a nation, but you can't target 20 nations at one time. The nations in the Middle East, they are also, you watch, they're going to begin to move away from the petrodollar system also. They want to trade with other currencies, ruble, Chinese, with the rupee, I think, out of India. Now, even in Europe, they're thinking that by the spring, there's going to be a real demand, and there's going to be a shortage, a big shortage of diesel fuel. And out of Hungary, the foreign minister stated that the sanctions which have been introduced by the European Union against Russia have failed. They have failed. We've been talking about that for 6 months. It's a total failure. He said that the European Commission, that these sanctions, they were supposed to help the European nations. But actually, because of these sanctions on Russia, it has brought the European nations to their knees. So just the opposite took place. And you want to sanction Russia, and it actually ends up being that it's the European nations that are suffering. Then another thing, too, is because of this war in Ukraine and because of the energy, lack of energy for these nations in Europe, there's been a, there's been an invasion of these refugees from Ukraine coming down into and heading west to Europe. They don't have power. They don't have heat. There's already been 4.5 million that have moved, come across the borders. This is why the UN doesn't like borders. If there had been borders, if these nations would have, stopped these individuals, these people, these refugees from coming in, they wouldn't have this problem. We have it here in this country. But it's international. People are moving or scattering. And because of the UN's policy, you know, it's pretty much verboten to put up to keep people locked out. This is what destroys countries. And then out of NATO, the NATO Secretary General, he said that with everything that has happened with Russia, they were going to impose hardships on Russia. And he's stating now that Russia, even to this point, they haven't been affected as much as the West would have had thought they were hoping for. She's making money. Russia is selling fuel to China, other nations, Turkey, and Russia's doing well economically. Militarily, Russia is really, she is building her army. She has the resources, the materials, the energy to make bullets faster than you can expand that supply, the depots. You use 500,000 bullets one day, and you got 500,000 plus the next day, as an example. And they finally admitting that there's no way that Zelensky, his objective was to remove Putin from office. Now it is a fact that that is not going to happen. And America, presently, have realized they've tried to do something that was impossible. They thought it was going to be a quick move troops and billions of dollars into Ukraine and an easy victory over Russia. No. Now there's a dilemma, and there's no way to get out of it. The whole world is watching, and the whole world is laughing. And America, as mighty as she is, she's caught in quicksand. Something else is going to happen to get America out of this mess, and it's going to be when Russia moves south into the Middle East to go to war and to take over Israel with other nations. Now, then, also I want to discuss this matter of, this was an article, if I can find it, yeah, before I forget, you know, Germany is hurting. They are, I mean, this article is going to tell it all. This is out of the International News. The German government has warned ex-Chancellor Merkel she has to be careful with her expenses. Now, when the daughter of Adolf Hitler, when Germany is telling her she has to be careful with her expenses, who are they to tell the daughter of Adolf Hitler, in my research, that she's going to have to cut back on her expenses? This is the Führer, the daughter of the Führer. The German people aren't going to like this. And many German people know who she is. They're fully aware, especially those who were in the Third Reich. They're fully aware of who Angela is. Now, I know this is maybe shocking a lot of you, and you think this is too far out there. Well, I'm just telling you, the research points to Angela Merkel, Russian sources, and German sources, and American sources, CIA, or OSS, before it became CIA. And, you know, like with her father. They weren't going to allow Adolf Hitler to harm himself. There's no way. This man was the national treasure. And even the military and his guards weren't going to allow him to harm himself at all, or Eva Braun. No way. The plan was they would escape out of Germany, and they'd live their lives out and die at a good old age in Argentina. I know that many of you are shocked, but you have to do your research. I've done my research. You do your research. And the Führer, he was a national treasure. He wasn't going to be, they weren't going to allow him not only to assassinate himself, shoot himself, or they weren't going to allow anybody else to harm him in any way. And there's another reason why they weren't going to allow Adolf Hitler to leave this world. Because he had other children that he needed to give birth to in Argentina through Eva von Braun. And he had other children in South America. The Boys of Brazil. You thought that was just a fake movie with Gregory Peck, The Boys of Brazil? You that have not been, that weren't born in the 60s and 70s, you should go back and look at that movie. Adolf Hitler. We'll be back to finish here. Well, not, we're not going to finish, but we'll be back after this break to continue. Rick Rodriguez.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexapure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360khnc.com.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'm the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the rise of the New World Order, secret societies, New World religion, weather warfare, and international wars. Right here on KHNC AM 1360.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Truly, Riders on the Storm. Now I'm going to go back to another reason why Adolf Hitler was not going to be allowed to harm himself, or there was never going to be anyone else that was going to be allowed to harm him in any way. Not the United States government, not the English, not the Russians, no one. Because of his occult power. And because of his occult lineage. He's a Rothschild, the grandson of Solomon Rothschild out of Vienna. And because of that, in that world, he did what he was asked to do, required to do, given the authority and power to do what he did to fulfill prophecy. Whether you believe it or not, you don't have to believe me. But I don't want, well, I guess I better, now that I mentioned it, I should explain. There was a prophecy in the book of Jeremiah that Israel would go into captivity into the nations for about 1900 years. And there would have to be a time, there'd be a time when she would have to return to Israel, to Canaan. Before World War II, the Jewish family in Europe, big family, millions, God said that he was going to warn them through Jeremiah. Jeremiah said that God, God, through Jeremiah, was warning the children of Israel, there come a time when they need to move back to that, into the Middle East. And Theodore Herzl, in the late 1800s, he knew the anti-Semitism in Europe was there was a latent anti-Semitism, and he knew it was going to eventually end up in the extermination of the Jewish people. And he began to write plays to warn them. Nobody paid attention. They didn't believe it could ever happen. Not in a nation that was so prosperous and industrious and intelligent as the German people. But God said that there'd be a time when God would call to the children of Israel, but they wouldn't come. He would fish for them, but they still wouldn't come. So he said there would be a hunter that would hunt them down and drive them back. The hunter was the Nazi, was the Third Reich, or Adolf Hitler, leading that Reich. And prophecy was fulfilled. Israel, because of what happened in Europe during those years, and between 30, well, began in 33 really, but increased in 38, 9, and by the beginning of the First World War, the Jewish people were already being rounded up. And the prophecy was fulfilled. They become a nation in 1948, 3 years later. That prophecy was fulfilled. Adolf Hitler was the individual that was in Bible prophecy in Jeremiah that would bring that to pass. Many Christians would have, they would object. They do object. They don't believe it's true. They think it's nuts. The Bible isn't that clear. Well, it didn't mention his name, maybe. But what happened with the event now, looking back, we can see what happened. Israel returned and became a nation. Now, so with Adolf Hitler, very powerful, very, very powerful in the occult. Also, I didn't plan to go this way, but I need to tell you this. I just feel to go this way. Not only Adolf Hitler, but many thousands and thousands, tens of thousands in the Third Reich, also deeply involved in the occult. They also had to be protected for their intellectual knowledge, for their experience, for the gifts that they had, the abilities, doctors, professors, you name it. They were in physics, the brilliant minds. Well, not only did Hitler, there was an agreement already made between Adolf, the English, the Vatican, many of the nations in the Middle in Europe, that not only would Hitler get out, but for the most part there would be rat lines to get most of these SS brilliant people and soldiers, high-ranking officers, out of Germany alive. They'd scattered all over the world. A lot of them to South America, Brazil, Argentina, Africa, South Africa, northern part of South America, and the good old U.S. of A. And they would be involved with high positions in government in America and in the CIA intelligence agencies in this country. And it came to pass. So I say that with Angela Merkel, and you don't have to believe me that she's Adolf's daughter. The thing that would prove it is her DNA, because they do have Adolf's DNA. In vitro fertilization, that technique was created by the Germans. They saved some of Adolf Hitler's sperm, and later, through Greta Braun, she was impregnated with the sperm of Adolf Hitler, Eva von Braun's sister. I know this sounds bizarre. It's okay. It's a great story. It's just unbelievable. It's what a movie this would make. And then about 5 years later, well, then little, I think it was 2-3 years after the war was over, like in 48, 47, and a little light-haired girl was born, and she was adopted by a, of all things, a Lutheran pastor and his wife. And she was put kind of for some period of time, she was put in orphanages, or was in an orphanage. But this was a unique orphanage. It wasn't just your common orphanage. No, no, no. The teachers in that orphanage were the top scientists, were the top math teachers, were the top. These are the ones who taught German language. This was the Führer's German that she was trained to speak. And history of the German people, history of Europe. She had the best teachers for a future plan. And it was agreed with the Vatican that they would also hide it. And that the agreement was that eventually in the future, there would be a German pope, which would be Pope Gregory. And with that agreement, the Germans, the Vatican, the German people did have a German pope just for a brief period of time as the Pope of the Catholic Church. It's all these memories are coming back. I can't remember I'm remembering these details. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity, whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit tacticalcivics.com. Again, tacticalcivics.com.
And it is true, everybody wants to rule the world. So Adolf had to live, and the top members or the top military officers had to live. And the intellectual property, there's no way. It's been an age-old, not a secret, it's been an age-old method that when you invade a country, you don't kill the bright, intelligent members or citizens of that nation that you invade. You put them to work. And this is exactly what America and England and other nations did with the Nazis. Now, the Russians, when they went in, they took these men and they didn't give them any freedom. But they used their abilities in Russia in the years following. The other thing is Nazism as a religion. Another reason why these people were taken and were not executed is because they had a religion, a belief system that had to be preserved for the present. Nazism, the religion Nazism, the belief system is alive and well in the world. It is alive and well and has been carried like embers from Nazi Germany into Ukraine, and that's where the people have been. There's a whole society of people that have that type of thinking. Not only there, but also in South America. Now, this is what's going to really be disturbing. And in the United States of America, and in this country, it is absolutely a Nazi system in this country, in the CIA, the FBI, the federal government, all of the intelligence agencies, in the military, in the administration, this administration, in the Obama administration, even in the Trump administration. Nazism, the religion of Nazism, is alive in the world today. It is an occult religion. It had to be preserved, as odd as that may seem, for the coming rule of Antichrist. So Adolf, he lived his life, and he and his wife had children. I remember seeing a photo and reading an article that Eva von Braun, they had a photo of Eva and Anne Dunham. Anne Dunham, the supposed mother of Barry Satoru, or a.k.a. Barack Obama. I saw the photo. It was Anne Dunham. It was little Barack. And it was Eva von Braun. This was like in the 60s, 64, 65, 66, somewhere in there. And they were friends. Eva and Dunham, she was CIA. She was a government operative. Then later on, Barry Satoru, he would end up, I think it was in the Middle East for a while, part of a CIA operation. Truth is stranger than fiction, isn't it? Then I say that, you know, in South America, in Argentina, so you have the society of Germans that had begun, at the beginning of the century, late 1800s, to move into southern South America, into Argentina. And then later on, you would have Evita Perón. I forgot her husband's name. He was the president of Argentina. Well, she had a lover, and his name was Otto Skorzeny. Now, Otto was a big man. He was tall. He was like 6'4". And everybody knew Otto. He was Adolf Hitler's bodyguard. So Adolf Hitler's bodyguard, he also escaped. And he ended up eventually living in Florida. He was interviewed in the final years, I think, of his life. And in that interview, he tells a story of what happened and how Eva She had, there was a big fortune that was left her, gold, and she had willed all this gold, this great wealth, to Otto Skorzeny. Well, Otto never did get that. It never reached his hands, and he was very upset about that. This is why he decided to tell the story late in his life. He was betrayed. He was betrayed by Jorge Bush Sr. George Bush Sr. betrayed him and took all the gold. And if I remember correctly, I think there was a Clinton connection in that also. But basically, George didn't allow Otto to take that what had been willed to him. And this is why he told the story. So I know from what I'm reading about German Chancellor Merkel, ex-Chancellor Merkel, the German people that do know who she is, there's nothing they can do about it. But right now, Germany financially is in trouble, so they're going to try to make sure that she doesn't. They're going to give her 15,000 euros a month, no more than that. 15,000 a month. I don't know. I don't know if I could make it on that here in this economy with this inflation. It might be tough. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. And on Sunday, excuse me, join me from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, 9 to noon. And podcasts for my programs and for the other hosts during the week and on the weekend. All the podcasts are archived at 1360khnc.com. Pardon me. Now, and I want to, for those that are supporting The Present Truth, I want to thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your support. And if you want to support me, send however you want to send, whatever you want to send, make it to me, Rick Rodriguez, and care of KHNC. So to Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC, and if you have, like, for example, a check, make it out to me personally, because this way we eliminate steps it makes things simpler. So Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. To finish out with Hitler, one thing Hitler said before he left office, he told his secretary that he was not the one. He told the secretary that he was not the one. What did he mean by that? He is not the one that was going to rule the final Reich. Well, you can call it the Fourth Reich, the Third Reich, 0.5, or whatever. But he wouldn't be the one to be the final ruler of the coming Reich, or the coming rule. But he told her, the one that's coming, wait for him, he's coming. And who was he referring to? Who? He was referring to Antichrist, who will be the person that rules the final German, or the final Reich. It won't be necessarily German. It will be the occult Reich. The final Reich to rule the world, the Western Hemisphere, which will pretty much oppress the Western Hemisphere, America, Canada, European nations. That final Reich will be an occult Reich. And it will be steeped also in Nazism and all the other occult secret societies, and you can just begin to name them, with the Luciferians, those who worship Lucifer, with the every occult, Freemasons, Rosicrucian, the Thule Society, the Jesuit-controlled occult system, with the, I'm just trying to think of all the names, there are so many, that those final societies, the Pilgrim Society, Skull and Bones, of things of this nature, they will be ruled by the one who Adolf Hitler said would be coming. He will rule that final, he will have rule over the Western nations. We're done for today. May the Prince of Peace be with you over the weekend, give you peace in your lives. I will see you on Monday. Till then, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. The present truth for today is over. Talk to you next week.
Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
The PE Gun Show, November 12th and 13th, will feature firearms giveaways both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort.